Fox News.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Believe you can do 1 minute stretch and change your tight hips? Whether you sit for prolonged periods at a desk, or drive for long distances in a car, or binge watch movies during the weekend, this 1 minute stretch routine will produce good results. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Taken from the popular pigeon stretch, it builds lower body flexibility. This is how you do it. Sit in a chair with your back straight and your feet hip-width apart on the floor. Bring one ankle and place on the opposite knee. Take a deep breath and stretch your arms overhead. Then slowly push your hips against the back of the chair and fold your upper body forward and over the bent leg. Hold for a count of five, then slowly come back to the starting position. Do the same movement with the other leg. Repeat for five repetitions for each leg. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, August 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Grover Beachman sentenced to 73 years to life in state prison for sex crimes. Chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group announces resignation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 63 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Grover Beach resident has been sentenced to 73 years to life in state prison. 74-year-old George Rodriguez Rocio was sentenced for repeatedly sexually assaulting four female victims, three of them minors. He was convicted of 20 felony counts. The DA's office says the crimes occurred from 1996 through 2024 in Grover Beach. Three of the victims were between the ages of 6 and 12 when the abuse occurred, and one was 25 years old. Three of the victims attended the sentencing. A victim advocate read the youngest victim's statement to the court on her behalf. Quote, "I am mad that you betrayed me and my trust. You are my friend. You are my Tio Pepe. Now you are my worst nightmare. You are the monster behind the closed door. Today, I create my own peace." Dan Dow commended the courage of the four victims and their endurance of the legal process to make this result possible. The City of Atascadero's last Saturday in the Park concert for this season will be this Saturday, August 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand. This evening's concert will feature the Cinders Blues Band, an honest-to-Pete blues band featuring traditional Chicago blues, danceable soul classics, and contemporary rock and blues. City of Atascadero would like to extend one last round of thank yous to the sponsors of the summer concert series and the support of the community. Chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group announces resignation. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group announced his resignation yesterday, even after a chaotic board meeting last week allowed him to remain by changing the board's bylaws. 71-year-old David Allen Leader was sentenced for harassing his neighbors, accused of trespassing, vandalism, and making verbal threats. His neighbors had a restraining order against Leader and were even present for the Thursday tag board meeting. In that meeting, the board voted 5-1 to remove one of its bylaws that would prevent a convicted felon from serving on the board, with former chair Moray Powell dissenting. Leader allegedly announced his resignation in an email to the San Luis Obispo Tribune, effective immediately. The Atascadero Optimist Club will be holding its annual fundraiser on September 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Elks, 1516 El Camino Real. The event will feature a live, silent, and quarter auction, with its $35 tickets also supporting the club's mission to help local youth. This year, the Atascadero Optimist Club awarded more than $14,000 in scholarships to first-time Cuesta College and trade school students, while also providing free events and programs for youth. The Optimist Club is also asking local businesses and community members to support the fundraiser by donating gift certificates, products, services, or other auction items. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Reds 3-1, the Pirates over the Padres 1-0, the Athletics beat the Twins 4-2, the Guardians over the Angels 8-6, Braves beat the Dodgers 4-3, the Astros over the Angels 9-7. Tonight, The Athletics will face the Twins. The Dodgers will go against the Braves. The Padres will face the Pirates. The Angels will go against the Guardians. The Giants will face the Reds. The Yankees will go against the Astros. In California news, a California man was arrested at the U.S. Capitol earlier this week when police say they saw a guillotine in the bed of his pickup truck. 35-year-old Filian Tamduli of Julian, California, was arrested after 3 p.m. when he was parked illegally east of the Capitol grounds. Officers are currently investigating the suspect, who drove all the way from California, asking why he made the trip and why he was transporting a guillotine in the back of his pickup truck. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California has more startups than all 49 other states combined, attracting, quote, $366 billion in venture capital funding so far this year. Newsom said, quote, while right-wing propaganda may try to paint a different picture of California's economic success, it is far from reality. California is dominating, he said. On Monday, a judge ruled that four city officials in Avino, California, who refused to step down after being recalled earlier this year, are not lawfully in office. The city's manager then announced that the four recalled city council members will step down. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The USDA's latest cattle on feed report shows a rise in inventory feedlots with placements lower. USDA Livestock Analyst Anthony Fisher.
USDA Livestock Analyst Anthony Fisher provides the latest from the August cattle on feed report issued Friday.
On August 1st, the number of cattle on feed in U.S. feedlots of 1,000 head or greater was just over 11.1 million head, which was nearly 200,000 head above August 2025. During July, producers placed about 1.4 million head of cattle on feed, which was about 11% below a year earlier. During July, feedlots marketed over 1.6 million head. Despite marketings coming in right around expectations, placements into feedlots were lower than expected, and they were actually the lowest number for the month of July in the data series going back to 1996. The lower placements appear to be the result of a reduced supply of cattle outside feedlots and a lower calf crop in 2025 and 2026.
And the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is criticizing President Donald Trump's call to increase beef imports, warning it could slow efforts to rebuild the U.S. cattle herd. CEO Colin Woodall says producers want affordable beef for consumers, but argues government-subsidized below-market imports are not the solution. NCBA says producers have been rebuilding after years of drought and high costs, but warns policies that weaken market signals could discourage that herd expansion.
The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net.
Hi folks, here at the Western Egg Network, our hearts go out to the ranchers, farmers, families, and firefighters battling devastating wildfires across the West. In challenging times like these, we're reminded of the strength of our rural communities and the neighbors who step up to help one another. At the Western Egg Network, we're proud to serve these communities. From all of us here, we say thank you to everyone working to protect lives, livestock, and livelihoods. Stay safe.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Take the 3-minute Medicare challenge. What if you could, in just 3 minutes, save hundreds or even thousands of dollars per year on your Medicare supplement? A quick 3-minute call will let you know how much you can save. Hi, I'm Mike from Hedges Insurance Services. I'm on Medicare too, so I know how expensive this is. For example, recently we saved a 77-year-old couple $120 per month by moving their Medicare supplement Plan G to another company's Plan G. That's over $1,400 per year savings. No change in doctor, 100% the exact same doctor list. That's a lot of money saved for the exact same benefits. Everybody over 70 should call us. Haven't heard from your agent in years? Do you even know who they are? We touch base with our clients each year and keep them informed, like this message. As always, there's never a fee for our services. From Paso to Napomo, in person or on the phone, call us for the 3-minute challenge at 805-466-9048. That's 805-466-9048 for the hedge of protection.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California agriculture officials are responding to the first confirmed detection of citrus greening disease in Imperial County. The detection involves a single citrus tree on a residential property. Officials have started both a quarantine and investigation. They are attempting to determine whether the disease has spread to additional citrus trees in the area. Wanlongbing, commonly known as HLB or citrus greening, can have long-term consequences for infected trees. Those affected by HLB gradually decline in health and eventually die, and there is currently no cure once a tree becomes infected. This disease is particularly concerning because of its potential to affect citrus reproduction and the long-term health of citrus groves. Early detection and containment are important tools in protecting against the potential spread. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on the Highway 46 westbound lane just west of the Shandon Rest area. CHP says this is a two-vehicle collision with both vehicles currently on the right-hand shoulder. CHP has a unit at the scene. Again, there's a traffic collision on the westbound lanes of the 46 just west of the Shandon Rest area. CHP has a unit at the scene. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Sunny skies today with highs right around 105. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy Friday, sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, low 90s Friday and Saturday, mid-90s on Sunday, low 80s Monday and Tuesday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost ground at the open. Investors are looking at a fresh reading on inflation, and Meta Platforms has settled claims brought by states accusing the company of designing Instagram and Facebook to addict children and mislead users about their safety. Meta shares are up 3%. Ray Wong of Constellation Research says the settlement will change the industry, and the lawsuits have been a drag on Meta. Also, inflation failed to show improvement in July. The PCE price index rose 3.7% for the year ending in July, up 3.3% excluding food and energy. Intuit shares are down 5%. The maker of TurboTax reported a better-than-expected quarter, but its forecast is cautious. Investors have been concerned about AI's impact. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles. Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. To join us on the Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
Morning Exchange. You can scream like
Marty Erickson this afternoon. Some issues, local issues, will be discussed and have at it, as I like to say. All righty. And again, anything that may be on your mind. Let's see here. Kevin, the trails you see behind a jet are not chemtrails, short for chem. The trails that aircraft leave in the sky are called contrails, which is short for condensation trails. They are formed by the vapor in the air. When you breathe out on a cold day, you see, okay, we know that. This is the same kind of thing. Your damp, warm lungs add moisture to the air, and then you breathe out, you get condensation. Now, the contrails form at minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit, which is, okay, or colder at the temperature, the tiny drops. Okay, what I'm trying to find out about from this, okay, theorists claim chemical tests reveal aluminum and barium have been sprayed. In reality, the tests all show normal levels of chemicals. These tests were often very badly performed, testing soil instead of water and confusing the levels of using wrong units of measurements. Okay. This came up several years ago in this area as well. I believe a lady from Atascadero was very concerned on what she was seeing in the skies. It came out of the sky. Okay. Chris.
Yes.
One of my favorite topics.
I wonder what that could be.
Meta.
Oh, okay. So, social media.
Right.
What do we got?
Okay. It says, today we have secured a settlement with Meta that will make social media less dangerous for our kids and make a world of difference for children and their families. This is what the Attorney General of California said. How so, do you think?
What do I think their settlement is?
No. It's going to make social media less dangerous for our kids and make a world of difference for children and their families.
I can only assume that they're putting stricter requirements on Meta to safeguard people's accounts that are children.
Okay, I guess. What do you mean by selling information or access to information of younger people?
It could be a lot of different things. It could be the way their information is handled. It could be blocking certain content from them. It could be cracking down on accounts you think are younger than they actually are, because I do believe that the minimum requirement for some of these platforms is 13. Stuff like that.
Okay. So a kid gets a phone. That's separate from Meta, right?
Right.
And then you just, whatever, get your download and you get onto whatever you want, right?
Yes.
So there's no, there may be age requirements, but I wonder if there's proof of age.
No, there isn't.
Okay, so I can go on and say, are you, you know, whatever the age, and I just say yes.
Pretty much.
Or do they even ask? Do you know?
They ask you to put in your birth date.
Okay, so you're on the honor system.
Essentially, but I know there are some algorithms out there that, like, try to detect whether or not somebody's, you know, actual age, like, are at least the age that they say they are. I know that it kind of gets murky. It's like, oh, are you 27 or 35? Nobody cares about that. It's like, oh, do you say you're an adult when actually you're a minor?
All right. So there has been information around for many years regarding the and it's total public awareness of the addiction of social media. And this goes back 15 years. And what I wonder here is, what is the next step? Okay, we're going to save children and their families. I don't know what the families have done to save their children by whatever. You know, you can't be around your kids 24/7. I understand that, and it's a different world. Again, understand, not necessarily agreeing with it all. However, So if Meta is going to be held responsible and they're going to have to pay out, and if this has been so detrimental to these children and families, where is the money going to go? Now, the court still has to agree with the amount. And this is, I think they said $16.7 billion or something like that. And, you know, California will get, like other states, a fair amount. Where is the money going to go to? Is it going into mental health? Where is it going? Is it going to the families of these kids that, I guess, the attorney said have been harmed by this? And what is the next step? Chris, I'm just throwing it out, not just to Chris, but for everybody, but the conversation. In a small way or a big way, do you think that most things that are marketed are for the intention of addiction?
Perhaps in a small way, but I guess it just depends on how you define addiction, because I think we've covered it in the past where in a previous case Meta was involved in, their attorney said that they don't believe their platform is clinically addictive. And I think he used the word clinically very intentional there, mm-hmm. where, you know, he's not exactly denying that it's addictive, but he's denying a sort of medical or, you know, clinical addiction label to it. In that case, you know, I would say that some things probably are addictive in some way, but whether they are clinically addictive or could be identified as an addiction by studies and medical professionals, probably less likely.
Okay, yeah, and you're right, because you pointed that out about the word clinically. And I haven't seen anything that it ties it necessarily together with what they have done. Now, so my question is, how far does this go when we bring up the risk of addiction or mental health? So who will be next? And could YouTube be next? Google? TikTok? What else would somebody decide that this is addictive and we need to sue them and get money out of? One of the things that I haven't heard, and again, this, you know, trial, we don't hear everything. We don't know. We just guess what's reported. And Chris, I don't know how much you follow this or if you may have heard along these lines. What I'm trying to get at is that anywhere along the lines, was there any responsibility not directed at Meta and to the adults in the room, so to speak?
Well, I didn't follow the trial, so I don't know. But we've also talked about this a few times with
the
listeners,
and,
too.
Right, and there'll be lots of things we talk about because now that this is the final decision, I'm just curious here regarding, where do we go? Who's held totally responsible, or is there shared responsibility with something like this, according to, you know, what happened? Product design, although I guess some documents have shown that platform use, and I don't know what these things are, Chris. What is an infinite scroll and streaks?
How do I put this? Okay, so you've been on YouTube before, right?
Yeah.
You search up a video, you watch it, and you see some that are recommended on the side. You click on those, you can watch them as well. So imagine instead of doing that, it's on your phone, and rather than, you know, looking up a video or clicking it, you simply just click on a button and it gives you a short video, because that's the kind of content that is done on Instagram and TikTok. They're typically shorter videos based on content you've consumed before. And you simply scroll and another video pops up. You scroll, another one, another one, another one, and this goes on infinitely.
Right.
It'll continuously give you new videos as long as you scroll based on what you've consumed previously.
Okay, yeah, no, I think any of us that have done that, we see that. And people get addicted, don't they?
It's very easy to fall into a cycle of consuming that for hours on end. I wouldn't say I'm addicted, but it's a habit called doom scrolling, because you just kind of sit there and time just flies by as you scroll from one video to another. And I'm guilty of it, because sometimes after work or after an exhausting day, I just sit down, get on my phone, go to whatever app I want to, and just watch whatever the application gives me for the next half hour or so.
Okay, would it be too easy just to say that's for anyone? It's lack of willpower?
Perhaps. It's very, very easy to get into, I will say that. But, you know, stopping is also as simple as pushing a button. But the way that these are designed to be infinite, you know, and some applications, I will say, not ones that have like infinite scroll features, will tell you, hey, take a break. And I know for a fact that some of these infinite scroll platforms like Instagram or TikTok don't have that. Whether or not that is sufficient, or whether or not, you know, they need to implement some sort of limitation on its users for those that might be more susceptible or vulnerable to their algorithms, I'm not one to say, but it's simple things like that that can sometimes help, is to just inform the user, hey, you've been at this for a while, go take a break, go do something else.
Okay, would there be any comparison to, say, a television, because it happens on holiday weekends sometimes, where they're just going to have these marathons of whomever.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Eastwood, Yellowstone, The Godfather, and people get addictive and they sit there for 6-10 hours watching the same, well, the different movies of the artist. Is there any comparison?
There is some comparison, but I think there's one key difference, and that's the length and the type of content this is. So when you're talking about marathons, you know, talking about TV shows and movies, that requires a lot more engagement from the audience, I would say, because, you know, it's TV and movies, but you got to think a little bit about some of these movies, right? You're watching them, you're engaging with them, whereas the content provided on these infinite scrolls, they are quick. They're designed to, you've probably heard the word like recently, release dopamine and have you move on to the next. Like, go, go, go. 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Consume, consume, consume. It's a bit different than sitting down and watching a longer form of content for an extended period of time.
But what are these type of things? Because I know what you mean by the infinite scroll on the right-hand side. But when I do it or use it, it will be, you know, I find a favorite song, or like I talked about earlier, I looked up the Dolly Parton thing and it's about 3.5 minutes long. What are these 30-second things? Are they entertainment? Are they news bites? Are they clips? Or what are they, just messages?
It depends on the person's algorithm. Everything you mentioned there could be. It could be news, or, you know, quote-unquote news. It could be entertainment. For somebody like myself, it might be clips of video games that I enjoy. It all depends on the curated algorithm. And that's, again, where it's different from movie or TV marathons, because you kind of, you know, the programmers select it and they have to commit to it. It's like, okay, we are running X movies or X TV show for this allotted time. And they also have to do advertisements as well. Whereas something like an infinite scroll, it's constantly changing. Everything that you consume, everything that you watch, how long you watch it, whether or not you like it or leave a comment, will change what you're seeing next. And again, these are intended to be consumed in short bursts.
All right. So when I, not so much with the new phone I had, but when I had my old phone, and I guess because it collected the information over X amount of years, is that when I would, you know, every once in a while, I'd say, you know what, I want to hear that song that I have played, you know, before. I go and I do the search and bam. So it comes up.
Right.
However, the songs that I have in the past looked up to listen to, they come along with it. So in other words, when it's done, even if I hit, you know, pause or stop, it'll go to another one that I had already wanted to listen to. So generally, I don't know if that had to do with my phone or wherever I got them. These music downloads, it's usually from YouTube when I get them. That it would be, there they is. Okay. Coming up after Bobby Bear is Gentle on My Mind. It was almost like I had a playlist preset in my phone. And I don't know how that works. I'm glad it did, so I didn't have to go up individually. But generally, the same types would come up of songs of my so-called repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, and I'm glad it does. But I understand how people can lose track of time and be on these formats for longer periods than they had any idea. I would say it's pretty easy to do, wouldn't you?
No, 100%. Not only is it easy to do, but the question of legality and responsibility for Meta and other companies that you brought up earlier is, how intentional are they designing that? Do they know the harmful effects, and are they ignoring them for the sake of keeping people addicted?
Okay, the part I probably won't understand is, how are you going to make it non-addictive?
You know, that's something I kind of wonder as well, which is why my suggestion was a little bit lackluster. But, I mean, part of what you could do is, like I said, tell people, hey, take a break. I know it's very simple and kind of stupid, but, you know, I'm not here to, like, tell them what ways.
So you're suggesting that after X amount of time on whatever sites or site that you're doing, that something pops up and says, hey, Chris, take a break.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, force you or log you out, but just say, hey, some time has passed for your mental health. Maybe, you know, put your phone down and go do something else.
Okay, so let's see. They would probably do it in a way that, to cover themselves legally, they wouldn't just say, hey, time to take a break. It's been pointed out by the whatever association that you need to take a break. We are fulfilling our legal obligations. Now go take a break. And we don't really give a damn if you do or don't. We're just doing our legal notification, right?
I guess, yeah, it depends on the ramifications are and what they've been ordered to do.
It's like, okay, are you over 13? Yes, I'm 12 years old, but I'm going to lie and I'm going to get in. Okay. Yeah, this is great. Okay, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Atascadero Optimist Club will be holding its annual fundraiser on September 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Elks, 1516 El Camino Real. The event will feature a live, silent, and quarter auction with $35 tickets, also supporting the club's mission to help local youth. The City of Atascadero's last Saturday in the Park concert series this season will be Saturday, August 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand. This evening's concert will feature the Cinders Blues Band, an honest to Pete Blues Band featuring traditional Chicago blues, danceable soul classics, and contemporary rock and blues. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Honoring an American national treasure with flags and half-staff and Dolly Parton's final request after the country music legend lost a brief battle with cancer.
Dolly called me and said she wants to rest in a beautiful bed of plush cotton because after a life wearing heavy rhinestones, she finally deserves to be comfortable and have some rest.
Dolly asked her nephew Brian Seaver to make the announcement with a small private funeral and fans asked to donate to her Imagination Library of Global Book Gifting for Kids. President Trump's backing lifted Senator Darlene Graham to victory over Congressman Ralph Norman to replace her late brother Lindsey Graham on South Carolina's general election ballot by just 18,000 votes facing Democrat Annie Andrews in November. And Meta has settled its social media harm lawsuit from 29 states who say it designed Insta and Facebook to addict kids. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, Family Law and Criminal Defense, Experience with Integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Get ready and make sure that, you know, the plants, the animals, everybody's taken care of. It's going to be hot. High of 105. Clear tonight, maybe a couple of clouds. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. We'll cool down to the mid to upper 90s on your Thursday, and we'll cool off even some more, and that sounds pretty good. Low 90s on Friday and Saturday. Mid-80s on Sunday. Monday, low 80s. Same Tuesday. Back to mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:31 a.m., 7:40 p.m. We are at 70 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. It's 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the right choice. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. All righty, it's going to be here before you know it. Colony Days Parade and the annual community celebration in Atascadero. Let's see here if you'd like to get in as a vendor or a sponsor or you'd like to be in the parade. Remember, the parade is from 10 until 12, followed by a full day of festivities in downtown Paso Robles. Wild about Atascadero, that is the theme of the Colony Days Parade this year. Remember, this 6th annual Atascadero Fall Fest is a 3-day admission, family-friendly carnival held at the beautiful Sunken Gardens in downtown, and that's from October 16th through the 18th, so find out everything you need to know. All right, let's see here. The Paso Robles Youth Sports, they have some clinics coming up. They have beach volleyball, indoor basketball, and water polo. Let's see here. The beach volleyball, September 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Indoor basketball registration is open. Let's see, October 11th through the 15th, and then a date to be determined for the water polo. So scholarships are available. So look up the Paso Robles Youth Sports Clinics, and this is for grades 4 through 8th grade. That's, let's see here. Paso Robles BearcatBoosters.org. So get on board and have some fun. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Lunch every day. Brunch on the weekends and dinner Wednesday through Saturday. They got you covered. 6 minutes away from 8 here at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Need something refit? Need something fixed? Need a battery? Maybe something special? You don't need a special occasion to do something nice or memorable. All right, let's see here on the Wednesday, kind of a short list. Luke of Fusella, Sharon Elegant Earth, close enough. Christy Mason, Willard Strong, Liz Bates, Susan O'Reilly, Kelly, let's see here. John and Amy Bowes. Oh, yeah, we have Kelly Horns having a birthday. My goodness. Kelly. Craig and Karen Rossair, and our own Bill Bordeaux, the KPRL engineer. All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, the father of radio, Lee DeForest, 1873-1961. Let's see here. Polio researcher Albert Sabin, 1906-1993, from Dallas, Bobby. Jim Davis, what was he, jock or something like that, or jockstrap, I don't know. 1909-1981, Mother Teresa, 1910-1997, from Lassie. Jan Clayton, 1917-1983. Ronnie Graham, he was, saw him in a lot of stuff, including Chico and the Man, Bill Cosby, the Hudson Brothers, Bob Crane, 1919-1999. On we go. Tommy Heisen, pretty good basketball player. He's in the Hall of Fame. 1934-2020, also a coach. Everybody's favorite first woman, Geraldine Ferraro, 1935-2011. Who else do we have? Trying to look here. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Vic Dana, the singer, 1942. Speed Savage, the auto racer, killed in 1946, died in 1973. Ashford and Simpson, Valerie Simpson, 1946. The Cowshill Brothers, Rob and Richard, 1949. Also on the list, we have Stan Van Gundy, former coach in the NBA, 1959. Branford Marsalis, a sax guy, 1960. Ooh, from Diamond Rio. They are good country singers. Jimmy Olander, 1961. Also on the list, we have Melissa McCarthy, the actress, 1970. Good running back, but a troubled individual from the University of Tennessee, Jamal Lewis. He had over 10,000 yards rushing in his career. It's not too shabby. Let's see here. From Florida Georgia Line, another country group. Brian Kelly, 1985. Good pitcher. Played with the Rays and the Bums and others. David Price, 1985. And that is it. All righty. Passing away on this day. Truth or Consequence. Price is Right. Miss America. Bob Barker, 2023. Charles Lindbergh, 1974. Lon Chaney Sr. died in 1930. Wow. Also passing away, Neil Simon, the playwright, passed away in 2018. Laura Branigan, man, she was young. She died of the brain aneurysm in 2004. The speed reading instructor, Evelyn Wood, 1995. Founder of Victoria's Secret, Roy Raymond, died in 1993. And who else would he have here? Oh. It's one of the best characters in TV history. from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ted Knight. He was just, Ted Baxter. That was just a great character. Ted passed away, man, 1986. Ooh, very good actor. Yes, indeed. From Gaslight, Charles Boyer. He passed away in 1978. And let's see. Andrew Mellon, American financier, died in 1937. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list. By the time she was 12 years old, she became fascinated by stories of the lives of missionaries and their service in Bengal. And again, by the age of 12, she was convinced that she should commit herself to a religious life. And indeed she did. Mother Teresa goes to the top of the list on this Wednesday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The head of the Templetonary Advisory Group announced his resignation yesterday, even after a chaotic board meeting allowed him to remain by changing the bylaws to allow a convicted felon to serve. 71-year-old David Allen Leader was sentenced for harassing his neighbors, accused of trespassing, vandalism, and making verbal threats. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that 74-year-old Grover Beach resident George Rodriguez Recicio was sentenced to 73 years to life in state prison for repeatedly assaulting four female victims, three of them minors. The crimes occurred from 1996 through 2024 in Grover Beach. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
In 1950, Mother Teresa established the Missionaries of Charity, a religious congregation, to serving the poorest of the poor, and that was basically in the slums of Calcutta. However, over the decades, it grew to operate in over 133 countries. Mother Teresa passed away in 1997 at the age of 87. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.